me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811. 877-381-3811. I'd be remiss if I didn't first mention that we have a court that has blocked the Texas redistricting plan in an effort to hand the House of Representatives to the Democrats. A federal judge has blocked their efforts to redraw the congressional map. Going on about substantial evidence the new districts were racially gerrymandered, and the great governor there, Abbott, really threw down. He was furious and just unloaded and said there wasn't any consideration of race whatsoever. It's a conservative state. He pointed out that the representation, we worked for 10 days together with the legislature and committee hearings, and the decisions were based on the fact that the state is far more conservative and the people are not being represented properly. And so, of course, the judges go into the racially, you know, violates the race. And then they mention that there's a guy by the name of Jeffrey Brown, a judge, the Western District of Texas, who was appointed by Trump. Now, I've explained this before. Let me do it again with district court judges, the lowest federal trial court. Or the federal trial court. And when you're picking federal district judges, it's not the same as appellate judges and certainly not the same as Supreme Court judges. Why? Well, there's about 800 of these lower court federal district judges. Not so obviously with appellate judges and certainly only 9 Supreme Court justices. So there's a lot of jockeying that takes place and has over the decades, many decades. In fact, well over 100 years. And what is that? You can have 2 Democrats that represent a state, or a Democrat and a Republican that represent a state, or Democrats outside the state who decide that they are going to not allow a vote on the judicial nominee. Now, when it comes to a higher court, that's a fight. That's a battle that'll take place. But when it comes to a lower court, there's just too many of them. So what tends to happen is, for example, if there are 3 vacancies on district courts in, let's say, well, let's pick Texas, and a Democrat, maybe a Schumer, says that's all well and good, but you don't get 3. You don't get to pack the court. Only we, the Democrats, do. And they say, but we'll let 2 of them go through. You can pick 2, but we get to pick 1. The Democrats in the state do. This is often done. Often done. Now you may say that's outrageous. The problem is you need to put people on the federal bench, and if you can get 2 out of 3, you'll give it a shot in many cases. Just depends on the situation. So while they say this guy's a Trump appointee, we don't know if it's one of those Trump appointees, if you get my drift, or somebody else, or just an actual serious intentional Trump appointee who's just a lame brain. It happens. It's happened more than once in our history, hasn't it? And so that guy ruled that, yes, there's too much race involved in this. It's a problem. And, of course, that's what the Democrats did. They went into court and said this is racist, that this is race-based, and on and on and on. Even though it's not. Now, that clown in California calls himself the governor, Newsom, as the president rightly calls him. He puts out, this guy's getting dumber by the day, by the way. He sounds like a complete idiot. Nonetheless, he cheered on what took place in Texas. And, of course, the irony is he started all this. First down to 9 Republicans in the state, now down to 4. And I'm sure they feel very comfortable that they'll win the race issue because they load up a lot of these districts with minorities who tend to vote Democrat and then claim, well, it's not a race issue with us. Look at us. We're very righteous. We believe in equality, except when it comes to Republicans. And so that's what he's betting on. But he is he's a devious man, devious. And he's a total chameleon. He can be radical left one day and then pretend that he's sort of a moderate the next day. And I mean, what he's done to that beautiful state, that wonderful, vibrant state, is just shocking in record time and appalling as far as I'm concerned. Just disgusting. And that's what's going on in Texas, if you can believe that. And these judges are just a disaster. And, of course, if the Supreme Court straightens it up, see that? They're in the back pocket of Trump and the Republicans. See that? Some big cases I've been warning you about coming down the pike, birthright citizenship, trade. And hopefully the president can win. Because in my view, he's on the right side of both of those. If Congress really wants to control these trade rules and let them pass a law that does it. And then you can debate separation of powers from that perspective. But really, for the court to get involved, other than to reverse what the appellate court did or the trade court did, to reverse it and say, oh, excuse me, this isn't right for us, the judiciary, get out of it. Drop the case and get out of it. Let the two branches duke it out. That's the way the court should rule. Obviously, in a more sophisticated way, but nonetheless, that's the bottom line. As far as I'm concerned, we shall see. Do you know what today is? Today's a big day, Mr. Producer. It's the 162nd anniversary of the Gettysburg Address. Now, I suspect I'm the only one who has said that, who has a voice on radio anywhere or on TV. I'm just guessing I'm the only one to say. Wouldn't you guess, Rich? I'm probably the only one to mention that. And sadly, there's a lot of young people who don't have the foggiest idea what I'm talking about. They don't know what happened at Gettysburg. They don't know which side won at Gettysburg. They're not sure where Gettysburg is located. And I don't say this to mock. I say this out of great concern, grave concern, that they're not being taught, and so they are susceptible to the bigotry, racism, and anti-Semitism of the neo-fascists and the Marxist Islamists, because that's all they hear and that's all they know. I want to read it to you. It's quite short, as you know. My dad wrote a book on this and illustrated it. Now, the Battle of Gettysburg was a horrendous battle. Enormous casualties. Enormous casualties. And it was a massive setback for the Confederacy and Robert E. Lee. Now why? Because Lee knew that he couldn't outgun the North. The Union had more industry, much more, and a lot more people, more soldiers. So the Union would win, he felt, correctly, that if this thing just went on and on and on. So he had to take it to the North. His goal was to inflict enough damage, not just in one battle or two battles, but in enough battles where the Union, where the Federales would say that's enough, because there was a lot of not just rioting, but there was some rioting in opposition to the draft. People were getting tired of it and so forth and so on. It was a three-day battle. It was an accidental fight. The armies bumped into each other, one heading south, one heading north. It was the Civil War's turning point. Because Lee's invasion of the North was stopped, he was forced to retreat. And this made President Lincoln furious because General Meade, who was the major general in charge of the Union forces, they called him the Army of the Potomac, rather than chase down Lee's forces and put an end to the war, he let them escape. And Lincoln was furious. He said, we could have stopped this right here and then. As Lee's forces were moving to Gettysburg in the hopes of destroying the Union army, the two armies bumped into each other. And the battle began. And one of the generals made sure the battle began because they were very concerned that Meade would find a way not to fight. And so one of the generals for the North did, in fact, start the fight. And you've heard about, well, maybe you haven't, all kind of battles, Cemetery Hill, Culp's Hill, Little Round Top, Devil's Den, Peach Orchard, I can name them all. 3 days. Between 46,000 and 51,000 soldiers from both armies died that day. Imagine, Mr. Producer. That's as many that died in the Korean War, as many that died, a little short of the number, in the Vietnam War, in 3 days. The Gettysburg Address was 371 words long. I'm going to read it to you later in the program, because I don't want to be rude to our upcoming guest, Scott Jennings, but I want to read it to you. It won't take long. We'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at gormancomp.com. Law.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Ashton. Aged Maduro, blended by world-renowned cigar maker Carlito Fuente, a masterpiece is born. Vibrant filler and binder from the DR are artfully crafted with a luxurious Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, gifting us with subtle notes of cocoa, almond, molasses, and black pepper. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Folks, the holidays are about one thing, family. And for many of us, that means loading up the car for a long trip over the river and through the woods. But nothing turns holiday cheer into a bah humbug faster than seeing smoke come from under your hood. Don't let a costly breakdown derail your holiday reunion. Protect yourself with CarShield, like Mr. Producer did. They shield hardworking Americans from those shocking repair bills. CarShield's plans are low cost and month to month, designed to fit a tight holiday budget. Your coverage includes 24-hour roadside assistance, towing, even rental car options to keep your travels on track. Plus, with the price lock guarantee, the price you pay today is the price you'll pay for as long as you cover your car. It's the perfect defense for your wallet. Get your free quote and a 20% discount today on top. Visit carshield.com/Levin. That's carshield.com/LEVIN or call 800-995-4766. That's 800-995-4766.
Now, a radio sensation that's sweeping the nation.
Feisty as ever. Please welcome
Mark Levin.
I'm ready.
Welcome back, America. We're here with Scott Jennings. We've never had Scott Jennings on the program before. He's a commentator on CNN, but he had a life before that, too. He's a good man. Got to meet him for the first time a few weeks ago. He's written a fantastic new book, A Revolution of Common Sense, How Donald Trump Stormed Washington and Fought for Western Civilization. Scott Jennings, how is it to be in friendly territory here?
Well, it's I don't know how to do anything without people trying to interrupt me every 6 or 7 seconds. I'm going to try to get through it here, great one, and I'm honored by being on your show. I'm a big admirer of yours, and I enjoyed meeting you a few weeks ago as well.
Likewise. You're a class act, and we very much appreciate what you're doing. It's not an easy job over there, but God bless you. This is a fantastic book. You conducted a lot of interviews here, too, including the big guy, the president, didn't you?
I did. The president, most of the cabinet, you know, Marco, Scott Bessent, Elon Musk, which had some eye-popping quotes in his chapter. But they gave me some access. I wanted to learn about how the president manages things, and the nerve center of the government really is the Oval Office right behind the Resolute desk. I don't know who was running the country before, but I know who's running it now.
Yeah, that was in the side room with the machine over there that did the signature. But
that's right.
Well, let me ask you this. Now that you brought up Elon Musk in that chapter, what was it like meeting, talking to him? And secondly, what was it that jumped out, not only in his quotes, but about him? I mean, he's an extraordinary person.
Well, he really is. And, you know, my first question to him was, why are you here? And he said, I'm trying to find a way to make America not go bankrupt. He had, you know, was stoic. He wasn't overly emotional, but he had strong feelings about our fiscal situation, the devaluation of our currency, the mass migration crisis that's infecting the West, both in Europe and in the United States. And he, of course, cares about the birth rate. He thinks all these things are converging to lead to the downfall of America and ultimately the downfall of the West. And I think he was bent out of shape the day that I talked to him, because I don't think he really found Washington to be as concerned or alarmed about these problems as he is. He thinks they're urgent, and he doesn't think the politicians are treating them as urgently as is required.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think he's right, don't you?
Yes. I mean, look at the debt. Look at the convergence of our fiscal situation, of what we've done to American culture. I mean, Europe is already overrun. We're the last best hope of the West. I think Donald Trump knows that, and he's fighting every day for it. But you got a lot of people in Washington, D.C. that don't understand how close we are to losing this country. And we're on the brink of our 250th anniversary. It's a good time to remind everybody about what makes America great, and that we're on the brink of losing it if we don't fight for it.
It's so true. That's Scott Jennings. The book is A Revolution of Common Sense, How Donald Trump Stormed Washington and Fought for Western Civilization. Get it at Amazon.com right now. Any major bookstore, I want to encourage you to do it. It's a great, great book, and he's an excellent author. Is this your first book? I don't mean to offend if it's not.
No, it is. First try, and I'm, you know, it's been a labor this year to get it out. I started in February, and I told the president if he would cooperate, I'd have it out by the end of the year, and I delivered. I saw him Monday night, and And we had a nice chat about it, but he was very generous with his time and opening up the administration, and I really enjoyed getting to know him.
Now, getting to know him, how long have you known him? Probably not that long, and yet it probably feels like you've always known him, right?
Well, he's dominated every professional and personal conversation I've had for the last 10 years, but I didn't really meet him and spend any time with him until February the 10th of this year, and that's the day I pitched him on the book. But he knows me, you know, from television. And, you know, he had a lot of opinions about how I've done over the years. But I was more than happy to stand up for him in the campaign. You know, he's a TV producer, and he'll tell you all about it. But getting to be around him, watching him interact, he's a good listener. He likes debates. He asks good questions. He's extremely decisive. He's very warm. He's very funny. And he's also very hospitable. You know, this guy give you the hat off his head if he thinks, you know, you would like having that. And so I learned a lot about the man, and I think that the caricature of him in the media is totally wrong. It's not what I experienced with him at all.
It's totally misrepresented. And, of course, he's a counterpuncher, and they say the most horrendous things about him, or the timing of what they say is so awful, and he responds in plain English, not like a politician, you know. And I guess this gets some people upset. It doesn't get me upset. So what? I mean, you explain it in the book. It's a lot to write a book. You got to spend a lot of time on it, as you just mentioned. So what motivated you to do this? You felt you really needed to put together a case for what's taking place with the president and his administration?
Yes, I imagined that 100 of the usual Washington suspects would come along and write books crapping on our president because they don't understand what he's doing. They're dedicated to tearing him down, and they're dedicated to lying to the American people about him and his motivations. And I told him I thought somebody who liked him and who appreciated him and who voted for him and that thinks he's on the right track ought to give that perspective in a book. And we talked about how I would lay it out, and he agreed to cooperate. And I also told him that phrase that he used in his inaugural, a revolution of common sense, was the exact perfect way to describe the rebranding of the Republican Party under Donald Trump. In Michigan, on his 100th day in office, he said to a rally, whether you're right or whether you're left or whatever you are, it's just common sense. That is how he built this broad coalition. And when he said that in January, I thought that is going to be the title of a book, and I was happy to write it for him.
A Revolution of Common Sense, How Donald Trump Stormed Washington and Fought for Western Civilization. It's a brand new book, just came out. You can get it at Amazon.com, any major bookstore. Let me ask you a question. Are you concerned about what's happening on the right with conservatism, with MAGA, the nature of some of the debate and so forth? I mean, I'm deeply concerned about it. We got to get this fixed.
Yes, I'm very concerned that there are people who are showing up and claiming to be conservatives and saying, well, because I'm one of you, you must accept my crazy ideas. Like, you know, maybe Hitler had a point, or maybe Stalin was good. Or maybe, you know, Israel isn't our ally. They're not conservatives. They're not here to help us. They're here to divide and destroy us. And I think the sooner we recognize that and the sooner we take out the trash, the better off we'll be, is my opinion.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%. All right, we're going to take a short break. We're going to be back with Scott Jennings. And during this break, you can run over to Amazon and get your copy, and it'll show up on your step. Tomorrow, that's A Revolution of Common Sense, How Donald Trump Stormed Washington and Fought for Western Civilization. You're going to love this book, folks. It's a fantastic book. He's a great writer. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Erica, an English major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arnn with a Constitution Minute.
The human soul is made to learn, and the highest things of life are the best things to learn. One of these, it turns out, is the way we govern ourselves, and one of the best examples of that is the Constitution of the United States. It explains what our government should look like and how it should function to best protect our rights. It was created to give us the freedom to make choices about the way we wish to live. Unfortunately, most colleges and universities today fail to teach our Constitution. When they do, they often denigrate it. This is dangerous because it is impossible to preserve our liberty if we don't understand where it comes from and how to protect it. Having a proper civics education is essential to preserving our freedom.
To learn more and get a free pocket constitution, visit ConstitutionMinute.com.
This Constitution Minute was furnished by Hillsdale College.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an intricate part of the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Angel Attached Professional.
Mark Levin.
What good is it to be a genius if you can't even go out on a school night?
On the Mark Levin radio program. Mark Levin, the thunder on the right. Call him now. 877-381-3811.
Here is Scott Jennings. He's a good man. He's over there at CNN doing battle every day. And he's written a fantastic new book, strongly recommended by the president, A Revolution of Common Sense, How Donald Trump Stormed Washington and Fought for Western Civilization. It's on all my social platforms. Get it at Amazon.com tonight. Get it tomorrow. And it's in every major retail store. So check it out. I know you're going to like it. And it really is a counter to the left that distorts and corrupts, you know, the whole history of this administration. And he went in there and he did the legwork and he interviewed the president, many cabinet secretaries and others. It's a fascinating book. But before we get back to Scott, let me ask you something. I'm guessing most of you don't remember 2008, right? The bailouts, the fear, the sleepless nights, watching your savings evaporate. Well, some of you are old enough to remember. Some of you aren't. But it was a very scary time, and the bailouts, to the tune of almost $1 trillion, it was unbelievable. And similar things can happen. I remember when that happened, nobody was prepared for it. The Treasury Secretary went into the President, President Bush, and Bush was stunned too. And this can happen. It can happen at any time. Now, we keep printing money, paper, and at some point, there's a problem. Like now. But the problem begins to implode. And no civilization can withstand it. I mean, the laws of economics are like the laws of physics. They are what they are, right? Bad loans and risky banks and things of that sort. You know, my attitude is, even in good times, you should diversify. And I do diversify. So what do you diversify with? You diversify with something that's solid, tangible, like gold. That's only been a currency for like thousands of years. Silver, too. I'm a gold guy, not a silver guy, but some people, you know, they prefer prefer silver. And people say, well, it's already hit a record. It's hitting a record almost every week. And for over 25 years, monetary gold has helped Americans to get help protecting their wealth through every storm. They have an A-plus rating with a Better Business Bureau, a proven record of helping clients come out stronger. So don't wait for others to fix it, because they're not going to fix it. They're going to screw it up. Call 877-NOW-GOLD, 877-NOW-GOLD. They're there right now. Or visit MarkLovesGold.com, which he does, MarkLovesGold.com. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Or visit MarkLovesGold.com. And when the dollar trembles, you know, the gold stands tall. So help protect what's yours. It's called diversification. It's that simple. Performance may vary. Always consult your financial and tax professional before making an investment decision. All right. We're going to get back here with Scott Jennings, his fantastic book. You interviewed a number of cabinet secretaries. Did anybody surprise you in a good way or a bad way?
Well, I knew Marco Rubio for some years, and I'm not surprised at all that he has been the most consequential player for the president. But the person I did not know at all was Scott Bessent. And I met him for the first time the same day I met the president on February the 10th. But then I spent some time with him at the Treasury Department. And I think he has been an absolute rock star. He's a good communicator. He was a quarterback on the Big Beautiful Bill. He's handled the president's economic agenda here and internationally. He's taking a lot of tough questions every day. He told me a little story about the president. He has a picture of Lincoln over his desk. I said, "Is that your favorite president?" And he said, "No, it's Teddy Roosevelt." And I think Donald Trump is the modern Teddy Roosevelt. You read about him, he just kind of overwhelmed people with his force of personality. I think that's what we have with Donald Trump. So he's a true believer, but I think he's been an absolute beast for the president, done a terrific job.
That's funny, because I think Trump views himself as more of a McKinley. Maybe he's kind of a mix of the two.
Well, I've got a section about Trump's views on McKinley in the book and how he views that period in our history as, you know, sort of a golden age for America. So I think you're right about how Trump views himself. But Bessent he's a really candid guy. I mean, he's not as buttoned-down financial guy. Like, you get him talking, and he's pretty colorful.
Yeah, and you can see that on TV, right? He comes back. I mean, when they try and skewer him over the economy or something, he has answers, man, and they're not pat answers. He's just quick on his feet. I guess you saw that.
Oh, yeah. He is a great counterpuncher as well, just like the president. And, you know, he takes no crap off these guys. And honestly, that's what it takes. I mean, Trump faces a nonstop propaganda machine. Okay. Like, that's all it is. And if you don't fight them and you don't fight back, you have no chance to correct the narrative. And they're facing it on the economy. They're facing it on immigration. They face propaganda campaign every day. And so he needs people like Bessent and others who are willing to engage in the fight and not shy away from it. So I think most of his people are. But that's what it takes.
What do you make of a chapter on the trade war, and what do you make of the president's use of tariffs? I've argued, whether you like it or not, I think they're constitutional, what he's done. And Congress hasn't tried to stop them, and Congress can try and stop them. I mean, I know the Republicans control Congress, but that's the nature of an election. And most of what he does really is intertwined in some way or to some degree with foreign policy or national security interests or trying to force diplomatically other countries to drop their tariffs. I mean, how is the court going to sort this out if they rule against him? I'm just curious.
Well, I will tell you, the arguments sounded like they may be leaning in that direction. I'm not a lawyer, but that's how I read it. B, if they do, he will be apoplectic, as you know, because this is his longest and most deeply held view about how useful tariffs are. And C, I think you hit the nail on the head about how he views it, not just as an economic tool. He thinks they're diplomatic tools. He thinks they're national security tools. He thinks that because of the power to tariff, he was able to bring people to the table and forge peace agreements around the world. And so if they take that away from him, he is going to be beyond angry. And I asked him once, you know, what will happen if they do? And he said, we'll be a weak country, and it'll make us the laughingstock, and the president won't have the power and the tools that he needs to, you know, do what he's constitutionally mandated to do. So I don't know how they'll unwind it, because I guess if they rule against it, they'll have to pay back some money, but who do you pay it to, and how does that work? It will be a complete and total mess at the Treasury if they do that.
And going forward, how do you determine if something's more or less foreign policy or diplomacy or whatever versus more or less domestic tariff-related, that is the power of the purse? I just don't see how they unravel this thing. And it'd be better, in my view, well, let me ask you this, Scott. It'd be better, in my view, for the High Court to say, hey, look, we can't settle this. The two political branches have to settle this. And once it's reached a point where they're really going at it, they're really sort of at loggerheads, then we'll intervene if they ask us. But right now it's way premature, because I can't see judges, with two or three clerks sitting around, that's more international relations, that's less international relations. And Congress hasn't taken a single move to address what the president's doing. So why not let it play out?
Well, that would be one way to play it, is to say, look, we're not going to do your job for you, Congress. If you're mad about it, do something about it. I mean, that, you know, you can make that argument on a number of issues where Congress has been hands-off and the president or the executive branch has had to step in. That's one way to play it. I didn't sense that in the arguments. Maybe that's the direction they would go.
No, me neither.
But that would be a way to play it. And, you know, there'll be some people who say, look, it's the power to tax and only Congress can do that. There'll be some people who agree with you and the president that it's more diplomatic in nature. He would certainly argue that. Honestly, it's probably the most consequential decision he'll face. And he has confronted the courts on a number of issues here, but this is by far the most consequential thing because of how much he believes in the power to tariff and what it means for the country.
The things he can do if they rule against him. I mean, Reagan, who I worked for, used quotas on Japan, and you can use licenses. There are other tools he has, but I guess my point here is, who makes this decision? Certainly the courts can't figure this out. Look, if Congress doesn't bark, it doesn't mean you still don't have a separation of powers problem. My point is, it's not far enough along to figure out for a court how to answer this. But we'll see. I mean, when the Chief Justice says it's a tax and that's it, but he's wrong. It's not just a tax and that's it. How about a regulation? The federal government, the executive branch issues regulations all the time. Those are a tax. Nobody's questioning whether a regulation per se is unconstitutional. All right, I'm moving too far afield. I want to get back to your book. Fighting for peace. This is the peace president, isn't it? He talks about peace through strength, but he wants peace. I mean, he's really driven by this.
He really is, and you talk to him long enough about it, and you realize this man hates war. He hates the concept of people dying needlessly, and he believes it's his responsibility as the president of the most powerful country to step in when it makes sense and solve it, and he has done it. I mean, he should have already won the Nobel Prize, but he certainly should win it next year, and now it sounds like from the news tonight, he's got some deal on the table that may be moving Russia and Ukraine towards something if he solves that. I mean, it is a monumental record on foreign policy. We used to talk about these issues as war and peace. Now we talk about him as peace and war because he's peace first. Now, what I have admired about him is that he will engage militarily at the right moment, like he did on Iran, which was a righteous, moral, necessary decision, like he's doing on Venezuela, which I think is also righteous. But his instincts are for peace, and his instincts are for life, and I think that's why a lot of conservatives love him. I mean, ultimately, it's a pro-life thing to try to stop the killing around the world, and that's exactly what he's done.
Well, Scott Jennings, you have a hell of a book here. I want to encourage my audience to grab a copy, A Revolution of Common Sense, How Donald Trump Stormed Washington and Fought for Western Civilization. You're going to love the book, folks. I mean, this is firsthand. He's interviewed people. He's used his intelligence, which is very significant, to reason through a lot of this, too, and to make the case that this is a profound presidency and what's taking place right. You know, I'm glad you didn't write this at the end of the presidency. You're writing it now so people can actually watch what's taking place as well as digest your explanations for it and the explanations by cabinet members as well as the president. So it's a really important book right now, A Revolution of Common Sense. Grab your copy. It's great for the holiday. Scott Jennings, what a great pleasure. You're terrific, my friend.
Thank you for having me on. It's an honor to be with you, sir, and really appreciate your moral clarity on some of these issues of the day. Your voice is so necessary right now, and I'm proud to be on your show. Thanks for the time.
Likewise, brother, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving. God bless. Let me tell you something, folks. I met him for the first time at the Republican Jewish Conference in Las Vegas. He's a real class act, very nice guy and sharp as hell. And so I'm just very glad he wrote this book. I want to encourage you to grab a copy. And it is A Revolution of Common Sense, How Donald Trump Stormed Washington and Fought for Western Civilization. And the good thing, when a book first comes out, it's discounted the most. Amazon does it because they order a lot and they want to push them out. Amazon is about quantity, sales, sales, sales. But also, a lot of the retailers now are discounting as well. And so you'd be wise to grab this as a gift book and so forth and so on. I encourage you to do it. We'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Ashton. Aged Maduro, blended by world-renowned cigar maker Carlito Fuente, a masterpiece is born. Vibrant filler and binder from the DR are artfully crafted with a luxurious Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, gifting us with subtle notes of cocoa, almond, molasses, and black pepper. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Let me ask you something. Do you remember 2008? Well, do you remember all the bailouts, the fear, the sleepless nights, watching your savings evaporate? I do. Well, I get a similar vibe of this kind of rot that's starting to be creeping in again. Bad loans, risky banks, mountains of debt nobody wants to talk about. Auto loan defaults are rising. Commercial real estate's not what it used to be. Look, we've been here before, and it usually doesn't end well for people who wait. But here's the good news. You don't have to sit helplessly this time. For over 25 years, Monetary Gold has helped Americans just like you get help protecting their wealth through every storm. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and a proven record of helping clients come out stronger on the other side. Call 877-NOW-GOLD or visit marklovesgold.com. When the dollar trembles, gold stands tall. Help protect what's yours. That's 877-NOW-GOLD, 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. Always consult your financial and tax professional before making an investment decision.
Don't know about you, but I am planning to scream and run.
He's back on the Mark Levin Radio Show.
So the president just signed that Epstein bill, and he has a brilliant statement, actually, that he put out right on. He said Jeffrey Epstein, who was charged by the Trump Justice Department in 2019, not the Democrats, was a lifelong Democrat, donated thousands of dollars to Democrat politicians, was deeply associated with many well-known Democrat figures, such as Bill Clinton, who traveled on his plane 26 times, Larry Summers, who just resigned from boards, including Harvard, sleazebag political analyst Reid Hoffman, minority leader Hakeem Jeffries, who asked Epstein to donate to his campaign after Epstein was charged, Democrat Congresswoman Stacey Plaskett, this is fantastic, and many more. Perhaps the truth about these Democrats and their associations with Jeffrey Epstein will soon be revealed, because I've just signed the bill to release the Epstein files. As everyone knows, I asked Speaker of the House Mike Johnson and Senate Majority Leader John Thune to pass this bill in the House and the Senate respectively. And because of this request, the votes were almost unanimous in favor of passage. In my direction, the Department of Justice has already turned over close to 50,000 pages of documents to Congress. Don't forget, the Biden administration didn't turn over a single file or page related to Democrat Epstein, nor did they ever even speak about him. Democrats have used the Epstein issue, such as it is, which affects them far more than the Republican Party, in order to try and distract from our amazing victories, including the great, big, beautiful tax cut bill, strong borders, no men and women sports or transgender for everyone, ending DEI, stopping Biden's record of setting inflation, lowering prices, biggest tax and regulation cuts in history, ending 8 wars, rebuilding our military, knocking out Iran's nuclear capability, getting trillions of dollars invested in the USA, creating the hottest country anywhere in the world, and even delivering a huge defeat to the Democrats on the recent shutdown disaster. For years, our great nation has had to ensure Russia, Ukraine. Impeachment hoax number one, impeachment hoax number two, and many other Democrat-created witch hunts and scams, all of which have been so terrible and divisive for our country, and have been done to confuse, deflect, and distract from the great job that Republicans and the Trump administration are doing. This latest hoax will backfire on the Democrats, just as all the rest have. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Make America great again. That is a fantastic statement. A fantastic statement. It really is, and it does sum it all up. I want to swing into the Gettysburg Address that I promised you some time ago. 162nd anniversary of the Gettysburg Address. Now tell that to family and friends. Nobody else will remember that. Sad, isn't it? How important that battle was and the effect it had on the nation. Just sad. Fourscore and 7 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we're engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure. We're met on a great battlefield of that war. We've come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who here gave their lives that that nation might live. It's altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. But in a larger sense, we cannot dictate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men living and dead who struggled here have consecrated it, far above our power, our poor power, to add or detract. The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget. It can never forget what they did here. It is for us, the living, rather, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. And then he goes on one more paragraph. In fact, everybody remembered what he said there. He thought it was at the end it was poorly accepted and so forth and so on, when in fact it was celebrated as a fantastic speech. Right now in Ukraine, too many elderly people are trapped in unbearable poverty. Like Galina is a 96-year-old Holocaust survivor who spent her entire life in the same village except when she was in a concentration camp. She's sick and alone, and now it's bitter cold. Today, like every day, she has to endure and make a decision whether to spend what little money she has on food, medication, or heating. The Bible tells us that when you bless elderly people living in poverty, like Jelena, Holocaust survivor, you will receive blessings in return. Through the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews and your generous tax-deductible donation, you can bring hope to those in need. Your gift of just $25 will help provide a food box packed full of life-saving essentials that will help feed an elderly Jew struggling to survive. Don't delay, folks. Your gift today to the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews will help provide the life-saving food and hope that Jelena and many like her so desperately need. Please rush your gift. They need it immediately. They really do. These folks are on the ground there in the mission. 844-866-IFCJ. 844-866-IFCJ, 844-866-IFCJ, or go online at levinforthefellowship.org. All right. Some fantastic people. If you can help them out, I hope you will. Boy, it's been a packed program this evening. I'm going to thank you very, very much. We're going to have another one tomorrow night, same place, same time. We salute our armed forces, police officers, firefighters, emergency personnel, our truckers, the men and women in Ukraine, the men and women in Israel. You, the American people, red-blooded Yanks, God bless each and every one of you. I'm blessed that you're here. Thank you so much. Keep hope alive. Somebody once said that. See you tomorrow. Be well.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, selling your favorite guns since 1962. This November, we honor all veterans for your service and sacrifices as we approach the holidays. Jones's Fort would like to express our gratitude and acknowledge their willingness to make the ultimate sacrifice and recognize their commitment to freedom, patriotism, family, and hard work. Jones's Fort could not have prospered these last 64 years without the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces. Jones's Fort salutes you.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Get ready for the day with the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR. Your weekday weather forecast sets you up to seize any moment, rain or shine. Brought to you by the Queen of Dragons, a value-driven local spot offering premium flour, edibles, and concentrates with free delivery to Shasta Lake. Their Flower Friday special lasts all weekend till supplies run out. Hurry over. Check them out on X, Facebook, or thequeenofdragons.com. KCNR keeps you in the loop every day.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introducing...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.